Hare Krishna. Don't use a gold slab as an umbrella to avoid sunburn. Suppose a person who is utterly uneducated about the value of things finds a slab of gold in a forest, and that person, being a tribal, doesn't know, say, the value of gold, and it is very hot, so picks that up and holds it over one's head to get shade and thinks that, oh, now I'm getting such good relief from the shade. Now, if some person who knows the value of the gold comes there and says, what are you doing? This gold slab, what to speak of providing you just some temporary shade by holding over your head, it can offer you lifelong shade. It can help you get a full house in which you can shelter yourself comfortably. So, now this person says, how is that possible? The gold slab is offering me shade, the sun is hot and it's good enough. Now, so lack of education or the small conception of what one should achieve in life, that can make a person underuse something precious. So now, scripture is like that gold slab. And when we approach scripture for seeking relief from small material problems and for getting small material reliefs and pleasures, then we are like using scripture for such a petty purpose as getting shade from the sunburn. In this material world, when we live, always some problem or the other is going to come. And scripture at one level offers a solution to that also. So in the broad body of scripture, there is a section called Karma Kanda, which focuses on providing material benefits and relief from material problems. And Krishna talks in the 7th chapter that Artho, those who are distressed, are one category of people who come to him. And they are distressed and they want relief from distress. And the fact that they are coming to Krishna instead of going anywhere else for their relief, that is a matter of fortune. It is good that they are coming to Krishna. So just like that person who finds not a gold, who finds not just some stone slab, but a gold slab, and picks up that gold slab for getting relief, for getting shade, and not some stone slab. So that person is fortunate. Now that fortune may not be anything, may not be anyway due to that person's intelligence. Just somehow that person has come to, has found that gold slab and is using it. So similarly, somehow a person may just pick up a gold slab and use it. Somehow a person may come to know about Krishna and start worshipping Krishna, seeking relief from material miseries. And incidentally, Krishna appreciates him as such a person. Krishna calls such a person Sukruti, a pious person. And because at least that person has come to Krishna. But then, actually, using Krishna to get relief from the petty problems of life, that is a colossal underutilization of Krishna. So, if one sticks to this conception of Krishna only, then one will not reap the full benefit. The full benefit is just as a gold slab can offer of the shade of a full comfortable house. So Krishna is the embodiment and fulfillment of all our desires for happiness, all our aspirations for freedom from misery. When we learn to love Krishna, then we rise above the miseries of material existence and we attain eternal existence in relationship with Krishna. So this, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So Krishna says, for that person who is Artho, who is distressed, for that person to become Gyanavan, to become knowledgeable, to become filled, enriched with knowledge. What will it take? Bahunam janmana mante. It may take many lifetimes. Then the person, mam prapadyate, surrenders to me. So the characteristic of knowledge of Jnanavan is what? One is surrender to Krishna. Second is understanding. What is understanding? Vasudeva sarvamiti. The person understands Krishna to be everything. Whatever love, whatever happiness, whatever beauty I was looking for in anyone, all of that is present in Krishna. By loving Krishna, all my aspirations for happiness can be perfectly, eternally fulfilled. So, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samahatma Sudurlabha. Such a person is very rare. Such a person, the great soul Mahatma and Sudurlabha, extremely rare. So now, if we are fortunate, if we get the association of devotees who recognize Krishna to be the ultimate treasure, then we should see Krishna not as the bestower of treasure, but Krishna as Himself the supreme treasure. Those who understand that, and by associating with them, we also understand, yes, Krishna is the greatest treasure. And we learn to focus our heart on Krishna, we learn to love Krishna, and thus we grow in our spiritual life approaching Krishna. And in this way, we attain life's perfection. So, it is devotees and the devotional understanding of things that they give us that can protect us from the misfortune of underusing a gold slab as a shade from sunburn. We can, by understanding who Krishna is. You know, He is not just a provider of relief from the temporary problems of this world, but He is the provider, He is the abode of love, the bestower of complete relief from all misery. He is the embodiment and fulfillment of all our heart's aspirations for love, joy and beauty. Understanding this, we can get eternal shelter in Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.